Welcome back to Talk with Torch. Today I have a special guest, Mr. Billy Poncho. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Like I was just saying before, you know, we started recording, I'm just really happy and really appreciative that, you know, I got the opportunity to interview you. You told me that you were doing some really interesting things, and I just thought that it would be so dope to have you on my platform to talk about these things.
I'm excited to be here. I'm elated to be part of the show.
That's great. So just to get things going, just introduce yourself again and just tell everyone what exactly it is that you do. And just elaborate for us. Give us some insight on who is Billy Poncho.
Okay, well, my name is Billy Poncho Hurd. I'm from Oakland, Mississippi. Just a small community north of Memphis, well, south of Memphis. Just a young man that's really trying to make some changes and make a footprint in this world for younger generations to see that all you have to do is put your mind to it and you can achieve it. My logo is just one year. I'm also the lead singer of a gospel group, Vision, of Senatobia, Mississippi. I also have another organization called Sharing Hands, which is a non-profit organization that I do, to where we go out and see homeless, and we go out and we get different things for the elderly people to try to help them, because the one who can't get out. The main thing that I have going on right now is the clothing line, which is just one year. That's pretty much what I do. I kind of got my hands in a lot of things. I'm on the city officials from Tay County here in Mississippi, to where I just received the key to the city on last year, and they have a day named after me in Tay County, Billy Poncho Hurd Day, December 17th. So I'm just grateful for the things that God has blessed me to do in the community and to myself, you know, to help people and help others build wealth for themselves, personal businesses, and this clothing line, man, it's been amazing. It's been an amazing challenge.
That's awesome. You know, one thing that I admire is a strong Black man that's actually doing something positive in his community. You know, it's very important because I feel like Black people as a whole, as a unit, sometimes, you know, it gets misconstrued because you do have the individuals who are trying to make a difference, and then you have some that just rather, you know, whether they're wealthy or they have something going for themselves, that they find themselves in a situation where it's just like, I don't need to help anyone, but everyone needs help. So just you speaking about that, I'm just so admired by it because, excuse me, I just feel like it's individuals like yourself that it's like one step to making things better, you know? And I just thank you so much for that. Like, it's just amazing.
Actually a lot of where my logo came from. You know, it was a thing that I had that God actually dropped into my spirit years ago when I never did anything weird. All I kept hearing was just one year. Well, when I hooked up with a couple of my friends and I was just kind of telling them about it, you know, introduced me to them, they was like, man, look, that's your logo. But actually behind that logo is young man being at the age that I am, the statistics say that I'm supposed to be dead or in jail at my age, but just 1 year from God, I beat the odds. But not only that, just 1 year from your boss, just 1 year from your producer, just 1 year from anything that you know that you go out to do in your life, it could be a life changer.
Yes. And I just want to ask you, describe some of the individuals during your journey to that basically helped you or, you know, mentored you or motivated you to actually start everything that you're doing.
One of the first person that actually when I came to the realization that this is what I want to do, this is what I want to bring, I got with one of my business partners, her name is Takashi Jones, that sat down with me, we got out of the LLC, my incorporation. We got all the business and everything done on it. kind of took it from there to an affiliate at New York Grind with Ernest Fields. Ernest Fields took my idea and he pretty much just put it out there. You know, he said, look, let's get the logos built. Let's do this, let's do that, let's get everything done. Let's put them on shirts. Let's put them on fleets. Let's put them on pullovers. Let's put them on two pieces and just put it out there. And those were the two that actually got on the business side of it that they really pushed me to do it.
Wow. That's amazing. And again, it's all about support. It's all about support. And that's another thing also, that it's very hard sometimes for people to support each other. And I just don't understand why, because everyone needs help in one way or the other. Nobody's perfect. Nobody knows everything. We learn things every single day. So to have strong-minded individuals that are willing to, you know, motivate and push you and throw ideas out there where you guys can just like ping pong ideas off of each other to actually create something that is lucrative and something that's also going to be helpful. It's just one of those things that a lot of people need to really have more insight on, and they need to realize like it's okay. It's okay. We need to help each other. Like the message needs to continue to be pushed out.
Actually, when I got everything pretty much done up, it used to be so big over the months that I've been pushing it to where I had celebrities to kind of stamp it, and it got so big to this one of the young ladies that was pretty much around me, and I didn't know too much about her, but through my best friend, I found out about her, Christy Parker, and she was like, hey, look, let's get this trademark, let's, you know, get all the business done, all the paperwork done, so, you know, it won't be out there. So all
that's
done, my business
legit. That's great. So what I want to ask you is, who was Billy Poncho before everything that you were doing? Because it's very important for me to ask, you know, my guest this question, because everyone has a story, and I get very enthused when I listen to people's stories, because it just shows the amount of strength. It shows the structure of why things are going the way that they are for these people. And that's why, you know, I like to find out like the backstory. So who was Billy Poncho before you started doing all of these impactful things?
Billy Poncho before all of the chess one, yes, before the singing group, before everything that I have going on, was a little country boy from Oakland, Mississippi that was in the streets. You know, I've been locked up. People don't know that side of me because they see me now.
Right.
They don't know the side of me. It's been locked up. It's been shot. Running the street, selling drugs. I was real good in sports. So I played football. I was the first one in my family to actually graduate college. So I had a college degree. But just really, man, just someone that was growing up. And I always had a motivation to do things, but I never had the finance and never had the push to do it. You know, my parents were, they did the best they could. They were the best parents that I could ever pray for. But they just didn't have the funds, like, you know, like most people did. We didn't have a skipper's phone. You know, we used to get all of the shoes and stuff aftermarket. And after they owned everybody else, they threw us. And I grew up in a house with two brothers and a sister. And I'm a baby from a small community. My parents are ministers. So I had to fight it. You know, you're a preacher kid. The first one was, you know, so that's me, man. I was just there one day, very outspoken, bad attitude. You couldn't say a whole lot to me out of the way. It was just gonna go down, point blank, period. Ain't no question. That's the type of person I was. And a lot of people don't know that. And sometimes people come in there, I'm like, look, bro, y'all really just don't know, you know, who I used to be. So I'm glad you keep walking. But yeah, that's just me, man. Just a little country boy. I grew up in the country. Did everything that a country boy could do, round four-wheelers, horses. And, you know, just grew up in the atmosphere, but I was always raised in the church, you know, as a young guy. that's where the music side of me come from. Growing up in the church, with my parents being ministers and overseers of a church and things of that nature, and I kind of went the other way, you know, with those, I grew up in, so it was like, it wasn't no surprise to me, or it was normal to me, I guess I could put it that way. Church was normal to me, but when I grew up, growing up, I saw the guys out in the streets, they had this, they had this, and I wanted it. So I did what they did to kids. And so I did that, but now I feel like at this point in my life, I can turn around and tell the younger guys that are coming up that, hey, there's a better way. And I can't tell you there's a better way if I hadn't found a better way. Or I can't tell you that, you know, I don't knock these guys. You know what I'm saying? I go back home to this day and I hang out with them. You know what I'm saying? I don't do what they do, but I hang out with them because of the fact there was me once. But I made it out. You know, so I don't look down on people for what they do. I don't judge people for what they do. Hey, I help them if I can. That's my ultimate goal. I help them if I can, because it's the same point. At one point, I was right there where they were, but I found a way out.
I'm just listening to you, and, you know, I'm so happy that I decided to ask you this question, because when you said that you don't look down on other people, you're not supposed to, because like I said, everyone has a story. And unfortunately, the majority of us are products of our environment. And that's not saying some of us come from two-parent households, or, you know, a very strong religious household. Or you might have parents that, you know, they're workaholics and they provide. But because of our environment, our surroundings, what we see, especially, you know, growing up and being young and stuff like that, we absorb some of the stuff that we're, like, you know, mesmerized about. And unfortunately, it comes with consequences. But what's life without consequences? Because then wisdom comes in, growth comes in, and of course change, especially if it's a positive change.
Absolutely.
You know, and you are just absolutely amazing just listening to your story. And, you know, I have a lot of young listeners, and I love when my guests come on and they share their story, because it's always a way out. And at the end of the day, once it's all said and done, it is a choice that we have to make. And sometimes it's hard to do the right thing, and it's easy to do the wrong thing.
Absolutely. I can most definitely relate to that, because I tell people all the time, even now, I tell people when I talk to young people, and I had a radio show in Memphis called the Boss Up Radio Show. So I had the opportunity to be around all of the celebrities, T.I., A-Ball, MJG, 50, I mean, you name them. I had the opportunity to be around these guys. 36 Mafia, one of my cousins, was a record executive for Grand Hustle in Atlanta.
Oh, wow.
I had the opportunity to see both sides, you know, growing up, not having it, being the last one to get, and things of that nature. And also, I've seen the good side of it. And it's a, you know, it's a choice that you have to make, because at the end of the day, it's up to you. This it's not easy. You know what I'm saying? It takes work. It takes discipline. It's not easy at all. I promise you. It was so many times that I feel like I was like, man, forget this for that. You know, it just, people don't really support you. Family don't really support you like you think they should. If you have to do a self-evaluation and say, look, if this is what I want to do, then come piss fire, I'm going to do it. I'm going to get it done.
That's right.
If I have to sleep, I'm going to get it done. If I have to walk alone, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to get it done, because eventually somebody's going to catch on to what I'm doing, they're going to walk with me.
Exactly. You hit the nail on the head with that one. And it was so crazy, because that was one of my follow-up questions. you know, how was your family and everyone like in your circle supportive with you and your growth and what you're doing? And to just hear what you said, it's important. It is important because, you know, we want that support. Because this, okay, I only speak from my opinion. And for me, I'm the type of individual where when I see someone's doing something that really intrigues me, even if it's not something that that I might get into, but just the fact of them pushing themselves to do that, I'm interested. I'm willing to support. And the majority of the time when it comes down to family or, you know, close ones that you might have supported, when it's time for you to do something and the shoe's on the other foot, you don't get that. And you have to have very, very thick skin to deal with that type of rejection because it hits different. Because you want to know, like, you know, it's effed up. It is. It's just like, wow, really? But you got to keep pushing. You got to keep pushing.
I was looking at that scenario, like what you just said, a little while ago. I've been doing pushing just one year now. I'm playing for a little bit over a year. And my immediate family, like my brother, my sister, they are very, very supportive of what I do. Like my mom was telling me, oh, man, she said, well, I don't know how your man operates, you got your hand in. She said, I don't know how you do it. But at the end of the day, I've had family members that grew up with me, you know, that we slept in the same bed, you know, and even to this day, with all the material that I have, They have not purchased it. I don't understand it. And sometimes I don't. When I first started, it really bothered me. I'm gonna be honest. It really bothered me because I feel like these are ought to be the first people to jump on it. But you know where I come from. Mm-hmm. You know where I started from. You know what I'm saying? These are the people that it seems to be ought to be the first one to jump on board. But you know, I had a real good support system to my girlfriend, Shannon Marley, which she had her own brand. Know your worth, and man, we just push it. And it's just, I tell you, man, look, if it had to be me, you win. We gonna win. I'm gonna burn it up, I'm gonna sleep it, I'm gonna eat it, I'm gonna talk about it. Everything, and during that process, if you're doing it, it was the outside people that caught the vision. It wasn't inside people, it was outside people. They caught the vision, and I was like, well, damn, come on, y'all. That's real. Let's go.
I'm just listening to you because you're absolutely correct. And it's also something where it's just like, okay, again, the support aspect of it is just like, okay, that's effed up, you know? But in another sense, it's interesting to meet individuals who are like-minded like you, that see a vision like yours, and, you know, they can bring something to the table. It's different. So it helps elevate. It helps elevate. But it's still unfortunate when, you know, you have something going on and the individuals that you're close to, you want them to be a part of it, and you want them to also have that growth and that experience, but it doesn't always work out like that. And unfortunately, you know, they get left behind. And when it comes to something popping off and everything is all great, they come around again. They want parts. But the grind, the vision, they didn't want to see it. They just wants to see the fruits. They don't want to put in no labor. They don't want to put in no labor. So, but they want some of them fruits.
Yeah, I put up a status on Facebook not too long ago. I said, people don't pay attention to you until you win. So get your butt up and win. And that's so true. There's people really, you can talk about success and you can talk about this all day and they'll hear you, but they won't really pay attention to you. Until you actually start winning, until you actually start
Exactly. Again, they just want to get the fruits. They don't want to put in any type of labor. And I wanted to ask you this. What are the best resources that have helped you along the way?
The best resources that have helped me along the way is friends. I have friends that have been with me. I tell anybody, you can't be successful by yourself. You need a team.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have a team because of the fact that if I'm doing certain things, I need somebody to say, hey, that's your thing, that's what to do. You know, do it this way. No, that ain't gonna work. You know, do it this way. I have a team of people, and I literally had to put people loose. I mean, like, people that I have been cool with for years, I had to cut them out of my life because they just, if we're not heading the same direction, then we're pulling against each other. And I had to put up that loop. So my main resource has been God. And the people that God has placed in my life to help me get to where I am and help me get to where I'm at.
Can you just repeat that one more time? I just wanted to sink into my listeners.
You said repeat that one more time?
Yes, I just wanted to sink in for my listeners.
Okay. I have people that God has placed in my life, close good friends that we didn't grow up together. You know, we bonded through business. We bonded through the grind. We bonded through this. But it was the people that God placed in my life, and it was God. Those are the people that influenced me. Those are the people that really pushes me, that's behind the scenes, that get me to where I'm going and get me to where I want to go.
And you guys hear that? Like, my podcast is not a religious podcast, but I'm a strong believer in God. And when you leave things in his hands, you see things completely different. You see things that are not meant to be there, gone. Things that are there to, you know, to help you prosper, you see it. And all you can say is, thank you, God. Thank you. And it's very important to have some type of belief, because we don't wake up on our own every day. That's God. We can't do anything without God. We're nothing without God.
Absolutely. I tell anybody, we don't live in a perfect world. We're not perfect. I mess up all the time. I'm not perfect, and I never portrayed to be that way. You know what I'm saying? I'm just a humble guy that wants to be successful, and not only want to be successful, but I want to help others be successful and help others. So, you know, show them a way that, hey, you know, regardless of what you're doing and what you've done, you know, there's always another way. Always another way. But that background in me, which is church, it'll never go nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. You can see me in a club.
Mm-hmm.
Even with the radio show, I had to be at these places.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to change that. And you see this place, I was like, yep. And half the time, I see y'all in there. So it's simple. I'm working. You know what I'm saying?
That's funny. And
at the end of the day, you have to have that grind, and you have to have that mentality that this is what I want, and this is what I'm good at, I'm going to be successful at.
Period. You have to have that drive. You have to. My closing up question to you is, what advice would you give someone wanting to pursue a career similar to yours?
Care what nobody says. You know, You don't have to be no preacher. You don't have to be no deacon. Just have a prayer life. God hears you. That's one thing. On the second thing, it says, write your testimony. Write your vision. Make it plain. Write it down. Find out what you really want to do in life. And if you're good at it, write it down. Plan toward it. Once you plan toward it, you'll find yourself working toward it. And you also find yourself being linked with the people that's where you're trying to go. I link myself with people that's where I'm trying to get to. I surround myself with these people, positive people. And other than that, get your business in order. Get your business in order. Link yourself with the people, the right people that's in the field that you're trying to go to, have a fair life, and work your tail off. I don't care what nobody say. Let them say what they want to say. Let them talk about it. Let them throw dirt on your name. Brand. I guarantee you it's going to turn around for you.
I just want to say again, thank you so much for your words of wisdom, experience. Thank you for, you know, just talking so my listeners can hear you that no matter what you've been through, you can always change. I just appreciate you. And also in closing, you can just shout out your social media platforms where people can go follow you and, you know, stay connected with Billy Poncho. Thank you. So you guys heard it here. Thank you guys for listening. This was Talk with Torch. Later.